Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Minutes after 8, Tuesday, December 7. It's cold. I love it when you get the weather tips on TV and radio. Better wear pants today. Let's get to the entertainment report. Dean Richards now, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Good morning, Dean.
Digging that far out music you're playing today.
Oh, we're rocking it.
Bob
Sarat,
Subterranean Circus.
Okay,
you
so
were, you had right before the news, you had the story about Vlasta, the polka queen's
right.
accordion.
Yep.
She passed away a few months ago, and I guess they're selling off her belongings now, but her famous accordion that. Is probably best known from the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Went for how much? It was like 50 grand or something like that? I think that's what you said?
Yeah, something like that.
A lot of people don't know that that accordion also was used in our very own WGN studios a few years ago. And Vlasta, who would stop by my Sunday show with a fair amount of regularity, stopped by. And she wrote a Dean Richards polka. That I believe that we have right now.
I'll play
now,
a little
folks,
bit.
I want you to clap your hands. Would you do that so I don't hear anybody? Come on, one, two, one, two. Everybody, come on, Chicago.
Here we go.
Help
ready?
Me out.
One, two, one, two.
It's time for Dina Richard Show. So two, WGN 720 Radio.
Oh, lovely.
Nice, isn't it?
I hate to break it to you, but actually the accordion only sold for $12,500.
Yeah, still. After hearing the accordion just now, I'm surprised they got that much, to tell you the truth.
Everybody seems to be raving about the Steven Spielberg West Side Story movie, and you were raving about it, although we haven't gotten your full review just yet. But why now do we hear that this is not going to be shown in some countries?
Yeah, it's my what I said about it so far. This is even before my review. One of the best movies I've seen in years, very definitely, I think, best movie of the year so far, but not for people in Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Bahrain, Oman, and Kuwait. They have very strict censorship regulations there. And, you know, while the film is, you know, it's fairly tame, really. You know, it is about forbidden teen romance. There are a couple of steamy scenes. You know, nothing. There's nothing profane. There's nothing, you know, super, you know, by movie standards. It doesn't even come close.
Mm-hmm.
But enough, apparently, that they are not going to be showing it in these countries. But this is, if you've loved any stage version of West Side Story, if you've loved the original motion picture from 1961, 10 Academy Award wins, including Best Picture that year, you must see this movie that goes on sale, opens up on Friday. It'll take you back to all the traditions that you know from this work, this classic love story. But Steven Spielberg, in such a genius way, deviates a little bit and redefines a few of the classic scenes in this movie in such a beautiful way. So I am already wholeheartedly recommending West Side Story that opens Friday.
In theaters only?
Theaters only.
Drake does not want his Grammy nomination. How come?
He's not saying. Yeah, all he has said is he wants his nominations to be withdrawn, which the Recording Academy has accommodated him. He sent them a note saying that he wants his name taken off of the two nominations that he did get this year. In the past, he has been critical of the Grammys, saying that they have not recognized him outside of the rap category. And the two nominations that he had was for Best Rap Album and Best Rap Performance. But so he's taken his name out of consideration. Grammys will take place on January 31st next year.
Another Stephen Sondheim tribute is going to be tomorrow, isn't it?
Yeah, this is sort of the ultimate tribute for anybody who has been involved in any kind of theatrical production on Broadway. They're going to be dimming the lights on Broadway. Every theater on the Great White Way will dim their lights for 1 minute tomorrow night in honor of the late musical icon. He died 10 days ago at age 91. Speaking of West Side Story, it was, everybody thinks Leonard Bernstein for West Side Story, but it was Bernstein that wrote the music for West Side Story. It was Stephen Sondheim who wrote all the lyrics for all of those classic songs.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, so it's most appropriate that it's going to be happening on this West Side Story weekend.
We'll get to Dave Chappelle, John Mulaney, and Colin Farrell with Dean Richards coming up. It's 8:22, and Dean Richards reporting the entertainment news. And what's happening with Dave Chappelle now?
Dave Chappelle, had tons of controversy because of his Netflix comedy special that he had out, in which he poked fun at transgender people. A lot of people, including many Netflix staffers who actually quit their jobs over it, had a huge problem with it. So you would have thought that the relationship between Chappelle and Netflix would be at least a little tenuous. That does not appear to be the case, because Netflix is kicking off what they're calling their Netflix is a Joke Comedy Festival that will last 11 days at many different venues around California. One of the featured performers will be Dave Chappelle. He'll be part of it all. In fact, he's going to be kicking it all off. It will also include people like Ray Romano, Chris Rock, Kevin Hart, Amy Schumer, Chelsea Handler, Jerry Seinfeld, among others. And the festival will run April 28th of next year until May the 8th.
Is John Mulaney coming to Chicago?
He is. This is kind of a big deal. He has done a couple of stand-up tours. He's had a very tumultuous year, I guess you might say. He put himself back into rehab, dealing with some addiction issues. He is now out and has been sober for quite some time. He split with his ex-wife. He's now dating actress Olivia Munn, and they are going to have their first child together later on next year. But he, in addition to all of that, has announced a major arena stand-up comedy tour. You know, for a stand-up comedian to play arena-like outlets is a big deal. The tour, the final day of the tour will be July 14th, and that will be at the United Center. So if you're a fan of one of Chicago's very own, July 14th, United Center, and tickets are going to go on sale this coming Friday.
Judging by the comedy tours and the music tours, it seems like, despite the new variant, folks are going ahead with their plans, aren't they?
Seems like it. I mean, people are they're going out, they're tentative and being careful. They're definitely keeping their masks on. That's what I've noticed at theater. Anyway, I haven't gone to I did go to one concert, and people were, for the most part, pretty vigilant and wearing their masks
Were you required to show a vaccination card?
Actually, I was, yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's good.
Yeah, and that's almost all of the theaters now. And I don't know about the concert venues, but I think they're doing that. As I say, I personally haven't. I've only gone to one concert since all of this has started. But I've gone to plenty of theater, live theater, and they're always asking for vaccination cards. Some movie theaters now are even asking for your vaccination cards before you go in. So I have no problem with it. People are screaming about it. The more protection that we can give each other, the better, and the sooner this could possibly be over with,
mm-hmm.
the more we can get this under control.
No question. So the Penguin is coming back. Tell us about this.
Yeah, the Penguin that we haven't even seen is getting a spinoff show. Colin Farrell in the Batman movie that stars Robert Pattinson as the Caped Crusader is the villain in the movie, and already he's been signed up by HBO Max for a Penguin spinoff show that will be on the platform. Do you know the Penguin's real name? I think I may have heard this at one time, but I'd forgotten. But the you know, the penguin's real name?
No.
Is Oswald Cobblepot.
Well, don't you fascinate friends at cocktail parties.
Wait until you run into me at some holiday party and I drop that gem on you somewhere between the eggnog and the sugar cookies. Anyway, he's going to be getting a spinoff series for HBO Max. They're also going to be doing a Gotham City spinoff series that is going to focus on the criminal underworld of Gotham City. They haven't put any dates out of when any of this is going to be coming out, but it's definitely going to be happening. And this new Batman movie with Robert Pattinson is scheduled for release on March the 4th.
Am I the only person around who still thinks of the Penguin as Burgess Meredith?
Oh, you know what? I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to bring that up because I do too.
He was great.
There is no more classic Penguin than Burgess Meredith. Danny DeVito was a little too weird for me in the, I forget which of the incarnations of Batman in which he played the Penguin. But give me a good Burgess Meredith with a poison gas in his umbrella. And, you know, I'm a perfectly happy man. You get him together with Catwoman. I think in the movie they were all together, that Batman movie that came out. And am I frightening you now with my bat? Like, I know a little too much about this?
I'll scare you even more. I think somewhere in my office I have an old Ron Reilly ABC TV Batman fan club card.
Right. Right. It was a big deal, the Batman fan club back in the day.
Yeah.
I remember that. You win.
I'm afraid I do.
You
Thank
win.
You, Dean. I think. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.